Day 35, the end of drama. Why peace begins where your story ends. Most people are completely in love with their own life story, especially the dramatic parts, their pain, their struggles, the way they were wronged or misunderstood. It's all part of the epic narrative the ego used divine to define me. Even the search for healing often becomes just another chapter in that same story, an identity in disguise. Ironically, what people fear most isn't the pain, it's losing the story. Awakening threatens to erase the drama, and for the ego, that's terrifying. But when you drop into full acceptance of what is, the curtain falls on the whole performance. You step off the stage. Drama simply can't stick to someone who isn't trying to win, prove, or defend. Even if someone wants to argue, they can't get a grip. You may still speak clearly, even firmly, but your words aren't laced with reactivity. There's no heat behind them. Conflict becomes impossible, not just with others, but within yourself. When your mind's demands no longer clash with reality, inner war ends. Physical pain may still visit. It's part of being in a body. But suffering, the mind-made emotional echo of resistance, becomes optional. You start to see that all forms, life situations, relationships, even your own energy, move in cycles. Birth and death, success and failure, joy and sorrow. Nothing is permanent, and when you no longer judge those cycles as good or bad, you move with them rather than against them. Here's the twist. We've been taught that growth is good and decline is bad, but unchecked growth is cancer. Decline isn't failure, it's preparation for the next bloom. The low points, the breakdowns, the losses, they're often the only way we finally wake up. Even success has failure quietly baked into it, because it doesn't last, and that's not a tragedy, that's just life in form. So you can still enjoy creating, achieving, living fully, but without needing any of it to tell you who you are. You don't confuse your life situation with your life. You don't panic when things fall apart. You allow the down cycles because you know they're essential. You rest when you need to. You stop deriving your worth from productivity or applause. If you fight your natural cycles, your body may shut you down anyway, through illness or burnout, because it's wiser than your ego. This impermanence applies to everything, relationships, bodies, reputations. What was a source of joy can become a source of misery, not because it changed, but because you were attached. That's the heartbreak underneath consumerism, celebrity culture, and social media vanity. People attach their identity to something fleeting, beauty, fame, money, and suffer when it slips away, not because they lost something real, but because they confused a temporary condition with who they were. Real joy isn't found in things or conditions. Those can give you pleasure, yes, but pain too. They're temporary highs. Joy, the real kind, is unshakable because it's not based on anything. It's the silent glow of being itself. It comes not from chasing, but from stopping. Not from winning, but from surrendering to the moment as it is. And from there, everything you do is simply an expression of that peace, not a search for it. So let go of the need to be the hero of a complicated story. Drop the drama. Allow life to be what it is. You'll find something deeper than happiness, an uncaused joy, a quiet wholeness that doesn't come and go. You'll stop living for the next moment and start being in this one. And that's the beginning of everything real.